But I, look, I wish you all a happy Christmas. Have a good break and all the rest of it. And look forward to you coming back and covering us in the fair and balanced way that you've done up until now.
Tom Watson. Thank you, John. Just like to welcome you to the first Christmas party in the post-Leveson age. I genuinely appreciate the kinder, more gentle treatment of the political journalists. Now that we've got that fierce regulator on your back tip, so and that's probably why I'm sometimes described as Jeremy Corbyn's human shield by people who read the Daily Mail. And I was amused this year when the Daily Mail called me one of the most odious men in politics. Well, that gave you a day off. Obviously, the Sun are more succinct. They just call me a fat twat. I want you to know, I don't take it personally. Because I know most people that cover politics have got a really tough job. And there are a lot of things that you do. One of them at the moment is the campaign to save the Freedom of Information Act, which you see as a useful tool. I think it's a very important part of opening up our democracy and our government. But there are things we don't agree on, and I hope we can always maintain professional relations. And James always tells me, James works with me now, James Robinson, you might know him as the former media correspondent of The Guardian. He might have written stories about you in the past, don't hold that against him. But he says, I've got to get to know everyone in the lobby. And so I have done a little bit of research. And who knew, for example, that Michael Savage of The Times was in the Guinness Book of Records for taking part in the biggest game of table tennis in history. Sadly, the record no longer stands. Michael and his teammates were beaten by a group of school children. How was I to know that Michael's colleague, Sam Coates, started his career as a salacious journalist so young? His career was nearly cut short when a group of angry rugby players at his university were deeply aggrieved about a saucy Wharton-Hall report of their drunken antics that appeared in the student newspaper. They were so angry, the threat of violent retribution hung in the air. Sam, in fear of his life, was rescued by Stella Creasy. I jest you not. And even today, hot off the presses, there can only be one journalist who attended his office Christmas party yesterday dressed as an elf before spending 3 hours at his kid's school. The drunken elf, James Lyons, threatened to attend the Downing Street reception in his outfit. I understand he was assured that he wouldn't look out of place because Harry Cole was planning to attend wearing his apron with his trowel and trousers. I wasn't sure about that one because I knew you'd all have read it in Paul Wall's column last week. That's the first time you've ever said that. Anyway, I knew I'd get you on that one. But look, thank you for what you do, and do have a very happy Christmas. Yeah.